McGraw-Hill Audio presents The Birth of Plenty, How the Prosperity of the Modern World Was Created. Written by William J. Bernstein. Read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. The captain of HMS Centurion had every reason to thank watchmaker John Harrison, who had accompanied his H-1 marine chronometer, a large and extremely accurate clock used to compute longitude, on its first sea trials in the late spring of 1737. As the faint line of the English coast rose above the horizon, Centurion's navigator, relying on traditional dead reckoning, calculated that the ship was sailing in safe waters south of Dartmouth. Harrison disagreed. His clock placed them about 80 miles from Dartmouth, in hazardous waters just off the Lizard, a peninsula at the far southwestern tip of England. Taking no chances, the captain, a line officer named Proctor, turned east and confirmed a few hours later that Harrison's computation had been dead on. Proctor's caution would have been readily understandable to any seafaring contemporary. 30 years earlier, Admiral Sir Cloudesley Shovel, making the same navigational error, drove his fleet onto the Scilly Isles, drowning over 2,000 men. That catastrophe riveted British public attention on the need for improved navigational techniques. 7 years later, in 1714, Parliament passed a Longitude Act, establishing a board of longitude and offering a prize of £20,000, roughly $1 million in today's money, to anyone able to provide a method of determining east-west position to within half a degree, about 30 miles, of accuracy. Aside from possibly owing his life to Harrison, Proctor had also unknowingly witnessed one of history's great turning points, ranking with the invention...